Puck.
The Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, and his fellow adventurers, Lil DeVril and Kolu, are on the last lap of a perilous mission deep into South America to aid Don Jose O'Reilly, the father of their young companion, Ramon. Mysterious foes have repeatedly sought to stop their rescue attempts. Their automobile has been wrecked in the midst of a virtual desert, and Jim and his friends have had to continue on foot. Lil, seeking to relieve her thirst by chewing the leaves of the deadly ombu tree, was stricken with acute poisoning and has been carried to a nearby hut, where a wise old farm wife has just given her a supposed remedy for the poison. Now our friends are waiting to see whether it will kill or cure.
Ramon.
Yes, Jim.
We've taken a terrible chance.
We didn't have any alternative. We had to try Maria's remedy or let Lil die.
She's still in a coma.
The senorita will recover, I think.
You think, Maria? Can't you give us any more hope than that?
No, senor.
If Miss Lil not get better, somebody else also die.
In a moment now we shall know.
If she's going to live?
If she will die.
Better she not die. Polo warn you.
Jim, she's coming out of the coma.
Yes, look, she's opening her eyes.
Drink water.
What about it, Maria? Can't she have some water?
Yes, I will give it to her. Here, senorita. Slowly. Mm. It's very good. Thank you.
Take it easy, Lil. Just lie back and rest a while.
She is all right. She will live.
Thanks to you, Maria. You're a wonder.
Might as well confess it now, Jim. I didn't have much hope.
Lady.
Yes?
Kolo, most thankful you helped Miss Lil. Anything you want from Kolo, please ask.
Yes, Maria. If there's any way that we can show our gratitude, I hope you'll tell us.
See, you mean this?
From the bottom of our hearts. What is it you want?
Vengeance. Vengeance.
Against whom?
The fiends. The fiends from the pit.
What's that?
In the night they came, the devil giants, to take my husband and my son from me. 2 months it is since my eyes saw them.
The devil giants again. Ramon, we're coming close to home.
Yes. Her husband and son were kidnapped 2 months ago, and that's when my father wrote me that letter.
The one asking you to come home right away?
Yes. And when I tried to find out why, I received that cable, supposedly from him, warning me to keep away from because the devil giants had returned to our land.
Maria, have you any idea where those fiends took your menfolk?
Well, I do not know of a certainty, but all through the Pampas, senor, strong men like mine have also been taken. Yes, even from the village of Barisal.
Barisal? Isn't that the town beyond the mountains near the Palacio O'Reilly?
Si. Men say it is from the Palacio that the fiends first came.
Can that really be, Maria? Would not Don Jose O'Reilly forbid such a thing?
Don Jose can forbid nothing now. They say he is a prisoner in the Palacio, perhaps even a slave.
Never! My father would be a slave to no man and to no fiend or devil.
Your father, senor? You then are the son of Don Jose?
Yes, Maria.
Oh, truly, my prayers have been answered. My men yet shall return to their house and peace to the land.
And speedily, Maria, speedily. I pledge you my word.
Oh, good. Go, my friends. Go with God. I will nurse the senorita here while you are away.
Oh, no, I'm all right. Jim, after traveling all this distance, I don't want to be left behind now.
Well, how are you feeling, Lil?
Well, I'm a little dizzy, but I'm all right otherwise.
Well, think you're strong enough to keep up with us?
Well, sure.
All the way to the Palacio this time, Lil. And that's a good 20 miles from here over rough country.
Well, it's not desert, is it?
No, woods mostly.
Well, just as long as it isn't desert, when do we start?
I say we ought to start at once.
Yes, soon it gets dark.
Just a minute now. We're really invading enemy territory now. We'd better plan our campaign. Maria?
Yes, senor.
Your husband and your son, are they as tall as we are? Would their clothes fit us?
Oh, yes, senor, but... You wish their clothes for a disguise.
That's the idea, exactly. Dressed the way we are now, we'd never get within 10 miles of the ranch house.
Oh, bueno, senor. I will get the clothes ready for you.
Well, Maria, what about me? Have you something I can wear?
Si. Though somewhat large, perhaps.
Oh, well.
Now, if we had one thing more, we'd be all set.
A wagon, senor. You would honor me to take my donkey cart.
Oh, that's wonderful, Maria. Thanks. Kolo, yes. You go out around back and hitch up. Don't forget, we'll need water.
Yes, won't
you? Lil, you step in the next room with Maria and change your clothes.
All right.
Ramon and I will dress here. But step on it, everybody. We want to get through those mountains before nightfall. And we haven't very much time to spare.
Say, Ramon, we've been on this road for hours now. When do we get to your ranch?
Lil, we've been inside the boundaries of the ranch for the last 5 miles.
Is that so? But then listen, everybody. From now on, keep your voices down.
Oh.
And we happen to see anybody, the less talk, the better. Except Ramon.
Go on, Jim.
Yeah, Colo, what is it?
Yeah, look, it's far distant. See? To the west. The sky is on fire.
Hey, that's right. Ramon, know anything about that?
No, Jim. Never have I seen this myself.
But someone else has seen the sky on fire?
So it is told in the legend, Jim. The old legend of the devil giants. That when they returned to the land, the mountains would flame forth in fire and the land would be smothered in ashes. And now...
Now, it's still a legend, Ramon, so forget it.
Yes. It is just a story, like your own legend of the headless horseman galloping along in the moonlight. Padre mio, what's that noise?
Sounds like the biggest horse in the world coming toward us at full gallop. That's what it is, all right. And his rider's the same size.
Stop your car, Jagar! Stop!
Jim, one of the giants, the devil giants. Hold on, stop the car.
Yes, Padre.
Dog, listen to your master. Out of the cart at once and follow me, or I strike you dead.
Once again, Jim Bradley and his companions find themselves up against their mysterious giant enemies. But this time, our friends are on the enemy's home ground, and apparently in their power. We'll know more in just a moment when we return to our adventure of Jungle Jim. Meanwhile, make a mental note that this week and every week, there's extra reading pleasure waiting for you in America's favorite funnies. The all-star cast of Puck the Comic Weekly is ready and eager to bring you thrills, excitement, mystery, and suspense. Each issue of Puck the Comic Weekly brings never-failing enjoyment to readers in more than 7 million homes. Now, that's a whale of a lot of folks to please week in, week out. But Puck the Comic Weekly has the answer. For each issue contains more than 24 of your favorite features. Features that make reading them adventure time. Leading Sunday papers distribute Puck the Comic Weekly from coast to coast. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that brings it to this area. Look at the top of the front page for the figure of Puck and name the Comic Weekly. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Jim and his three companions, jouncing along in their donkey cart on their way across the vast O'Reilly Ranch, have just been overtaken by a giant rider on a huge black stallion. The giant has just shouted,
Dogs, listen to your master. Out of the cart at once and follow me, or I strike you dead.
Come, okay, we'll do it.
Hey, that's fine, Bob.
Swell chance to get into headquarters and see what's really going on there.
Are you deaf, you cattle? Out of the cart! Out of the cart!
Go ahead, Ramon, tell him.
Yes, master, we obey. We obey in the name of mercy.
Act quickly.
Okay, out we go. Not you. Bring the car and get back to Maria, if you can. And take her with you to Barazal.
And get reinforcements?
Right, Lil. And just as heavy as you can get them.
One remains in the cart. Why?
Master, she is only an old woman.
An old woman? Let me see that for myself.
No, no, senor.
What means this? You! Why did you send that woman away?
Well, she is ill, senor. She's very ill. There might be harm for you. In her sickness.
Harm for me? You rode with her? Why were you not harmed?
Well, what would it matter if sickness should strike us? But should it come to a great one such as you, master?
Yes. You did well, dog, to send her away.
Gracias, senor. Gracias.
Now, we will march. Your dog?
You mean I, senor?
Yes, set the pace. And see that it is quick. Or with this whip, I'll see to it. Now begin!
Si, senor.
Faster! Faster!
Much longer. Won't have to, Ramon. I think we're on the home stretch now. What makes you think so?
Look, the sky's getting brighter all the time.
Yeah. Getting closer to that fire.
Yes, Tom Jim. Fire coming from other side of this hill. Yeah, we get to top soon. Maybe look down into flames.
Right, Colo. Just about another 100 yards or so.
Jim. Jim. Where did he go?
Oh, the giant? Oh, he galloped on ahead. Probably waiting for us on the other side.
Come on, Jim. Fire going out now.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Well, come on. Step it up, boys. Try to see what it is before. Oh, gosh. Too late. Light's completely gone now. Oh, but then maybe we get up to the top. Well, we made it. But look, I can't see a thing down below.
Come on, Jim. Colo can see nothing either, but he can hear plenty.
Oh, like what, Colo?
Like many men walking in circles. Other sound, too. Like big engine. Listen.
I hear it. Like a power station.
Hey, the ground's all wet around here. Wet and sticky. A regular pool of oil. Rich crude oil.
What?
You were right, Ramon. You were right all along. Remember, on the plane coming down, you told me you thought there might be oil on the ranch?
Yes, Jim. And those sounds we're hearing, that is a high-speed vapor extraction pump for crude oil. And that is what must have caused the fire in the sky. Oil.
What?
They must have tapped a new oil well tonight. A big gusher, and it caught on fire. They were able to cap it.
Seal it off,
yeah, for the time being, anyway. From the sound of that pump, I don't know how long it will stay capped. Jim, let's go on down and see.
Come on, Jim. And a big horse coming back.
Come on. Have to take that look-see later.
Dogs! Here you are! Why did you not follow me?
In the dark, senor? We are not so brave as you, great one.
No, that is true.
We waited here that you might lead us, man.
Good. Again you did well, dog. Follow me.
All right. Where are we going, master? To the ranch house?
You are... That is not for dogs. You are going to work with the other slaves wherever we think best for you. Come.
The gusher is through the cap. Run for your life.
Stand where you are, or I'll blast your heads off.
It isn't safe up here.
You are going this way, down the hill.
Senor, you are leading us toward the fire.
It's murder to go down in that blazing oil.
Yes, and you are going to help the other slaves steal it off.
Jungle Jim, Kolo, and Ramon find themselves being driven to what looks like certain death by one of the enemies they have pledged themselves to destroy. Will Jim's courage and quick thinking rescue him now from this deadly peril? Be with us next week at this same time when we continue this thrilling adventure of Jungle Jim.